Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. This is the Bhajan Darshan Deka Jivan Guru Tara on page 175. O my Lord, listen to this prayer. Give me your Naam and make me your disciple. O Giver, Lord, keep me in your refuge. Rare are the ones who get the grace of the Master. O my Lord, my friend, listen to this request. May your lotus feet dwell within my heart. Nanak makes one request. May I never forget your perfect qualities. O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev on page 175.
Darshanon deka jiva, darshanon deka jiva, Guru tera puran karam hoy Prabhu mera darshanon dek jiva darshanon dek jiva guru tera puran karam hoy Prabhu mera Ebinanti sunu Prabhu mere Deho naam kari apni chere Ebinanti sunu Prabhu mere Deho naam kari apni chere Darshanon dek jiva Darshanon dek jiva Guru tera Puran karam hoy Prabhu mera Apni sharan raku Prabhu undate Guru parshad ki ne var le jate Apni sharan raku Prabhu undate Guru parshad ki ne var le jate Darshanon dek jiva Darshanon dek jiva Guru tera Puran karam hoy Prabhu mera Nanak ki kare ardas Vizr nahin puran gun tas Nanak ki kare ardas Vizr nahin puran gun tas Darshanon dek jiva 되셨는데 거지와 구루 어째라 불안의 가름 허이 프라부메라.
O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. As I mentioned last week, Baba Sawan Singh's birthday has just passed by. It was last Tuesday. And I read last week one of Master Kripal's messages on that birth anniversary, which is also one of the greatest pieces of Santmat literature existing. But I want this week to read a few more of his messages on that occasion because I don't think we read them very often, and they're very beautiful. This one is from 1954. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you from Ruhani Satsang, Sawan Ashram, Delhi, on this auspicious day of the birth anniversary of the great master Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj. I had the privilege of sitting at his holy feet for over 24 years. Many people are said to have seen him, but very few were there who really saw him in his pristine glory. Some people saw him from a physical point of view, working as an ideal householder, some as a good world citizen helping all high and low in their various status of life by word and example. Others saw him as an intellectual man, finding out the same truth garbed in the holy scriptures of all denominations, namely Hindus, Sikhs, Mohammedans, and others, and laying the same before the seekers after truth. They saw him from their different angles of vision. Very few were there who saw what he actually was. Just as one day Jesus asked the disciples as to who the Son of Man was, all present there did not recognize him. It was Simon who saw him in his true self and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Christ said, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say to thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.' Further, it is spoken of Philip that he said to Jesus, 'Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us.' Jesus grew indignant at his demand and said to him, 'Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me.'" And that's from the Gospel of John. The previous quote is from the Gospel of Matthew. Guru Arjan of the Sikhs also spoke in the same terms. "I have the highest abode and have innumerable worlds to live in. My rule reigns throughout the universe. All creation is subject to me. People sing my praises from home to home, and people owe their loving devotion to me and all the world over. My Father has appeared in me, and Father and Son both are working as one. O Nanak, Father was pleased so much so that Father and the Son have taken the same color." And that's from the Guru Granth Sahib. "One night, I and Dr. Julian Johnson both were sitting at the feet of Master Sawan Singh Ji. He was in a gracious mood. He said, 'Whenever we come, we bring our working staff with us. When we have done our work allotted to us successfully at one tour, we are sent to the other fields. How beautifully he puts his coming to the world, though in very sweet terms full of humility, giving an inkling that he came with an authority from God. Kabir also said in the same way, "We are the knowers of the mystery of the Most High and have brought the orders of God to be given to the world at large." Master Sawin Singh was not a man of the world and was not bound to the bondage of the body. He used to leave the world and its environments and traverse to the higher planes at will whenever he wanted. He gave eyes to the seekers coming up to him so as to see the light of God and strength to enable them to rise into the higher planes. He was word personified and dwelt amongst us. He was love personified. He was an incarnation of peace and joy. Blessed were they who sat at his holy feet, or whom he took under his care, and who sought him and him alone. The great master preached with a clarion voice. There are thousands of lovers in all denominations seeking the same beloved God. Although there are different religions, but they all aim at the same common goal before us. In fact, there is one truth working in all. Differences in religions are man-made due to the various customs and climatic conditions, but their main purpose is the same. His aim was to unite all humanity into one whole. Unfortunately, due to the bigotry and narrow-mindedness, brothers are being separated from brothers. The great master made a common ground for all, high or low, to sit together in his holy presence, irrespective of any caste, creed, or color, and work to see God. Thousands of people of all castes, creeds, and colors ran up to him from far and wide for spiritual satisfaction. I remember at one monthly gathering, I went to the common kitchen where all the visitors were served food free of charge to find out as to what quantity of salt was spent in preparation of the pulses that day. And I found more than 10 mons, that is roughly 820 pounds, of salt was spent that day. Just imagine how strong the gathering would have been. He revived the science of Surat Shabad Yoga, which was lost sight of by even the present preachers of all religions. He taught practically self-analysis, namely to liberate the soul from the bondage of mind and matter, and know oneself and know God by contacting the soul with the divine link of Nam, or the word within everyone, which is the way back to God. There is a search in every heart to find out permanent peace and joy. He seeks it in objects of senses and fails. There are some requirements for achieving the object of life, namely contacting God within. The seeker should be desirous of seeing God. His heart has become dissatisfied with the worldly attachments, which are temporary, and turns to find things everlasting, not subject to decay. For this purpose, a living teacher is needed. This aim cannot be achieved by simply reading the holy scriptures. Those books give experience of what the masters who came in the past had on their way back to God. They are worth tons in gold, no doubt, but this is a practical subject of self-analysis and rising into the beyond, the practice of which can only be learnt from a living master. Mere devotion to the past gurus and teachers, whom we have not seen in person, cannot help us in that way. We might contact the great masters when we learn to transcend into the beyond. When we meet such a living master, we must have full faith in his wisdom and competence as faith is the root cause of all religions. We need not have blind faith. Try to grasp the theory first, as theory precedes practice. When you are satisfied with the theory, you may take up the way as an experimental measure. When you receive first-hand experience, however little it may be, from the living master, you will be confident to develop the same from day to day by regular devotion of time to the spiritual practices. The devotion of time to the spiritual practices with loving devotion and full faith in the master will give you splendid progress from day to day. He has to develop love and esteem of the master by implicit obedience to his commands. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In this way, you will develop receptivity to receive the grace of the master in abundance. Jesus pressed the need of developing love of the master so as to receive full benefit from the master. He said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." And that's from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. St. Paul states about his love of the Master, which gave him a sense of oneness with him. "I live now, not I, but Christ lives in me." Hafiz, a Mohammedan saint, spoke in the same terms. "The Master has filled me so much so that I have forgotten the existence of my very self." As you think, so you become. The Master leaves the body at will and traverses to the high plains. By developing intense love with the Master, your soul will begin to leave the body of itself without any strenuous efforts on your part. Master Sawan Singh Ji, when shaking off his mortal coil, ordered me to start a common ground on which all seekers after truth of all denominations should sit together. So to say, to start a school or college of ethical life and spirituality, wherein all can find a golden opportunity to develop spiritually while living in their social religions. That is what you find in Rohani Satsang, now before you. As Master Sawan Singh Ji loved me, I also have love for you. Abide in the love of the Master, and you will be amply rewarded in the spiritual way. My hearty love and best wishes are ever with you. Kripal Singh, July 21st, 1954. And this one, which I loved very much in the old days and used to be posted on the wall of the little house at the ashram where Judith and I lived for a number of years, from 1961. "Dear children of light, I convey my love to you all and speak to you from the core of my heart on the auspicious birth anniversary of my master Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj. Blessed indeed is the hour when the timeless comes into time, the formless assumes a form, and the wordless becomes the word, and the word puts on the mantle of flesh to dwell amongst us. Verily ye are, essentially and potentially, the timeless, the formless, and the wordless. The word is in you, and you live in and by the word, though you may, for the time being, be living on the plane of senses and unaware of your real identity. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Lectures, messages, statements, and discourses of any kind, spiritual or otherwise, imparted through utterances or writings, is just idle talk when not acted upon or lived up to. Live up to the divine word, which is the word of words, or manifestation of truth. This word is hearkened by the soul. It is the eternal song, which was sung ages ago, and that song produced the phenomena called the universe. When that song is heard, you will have some glimpses of the Lord and the true Master. Some will have a little, some little more, and some still more. Souls embedded in the Master Power will be lighted. The more receptive the souls to the Master Power, the more light they will emit. If you wish to love God truly, in the most practical way, it is to love our fellow beings. Feel for others in the same way as we feel for our dear ones. Instead of seeing faults in others, we look within ourselves, suffer in the sufferings of others, and feel happy in the happiness of others. Endure all what comes cheerfully, accepting as His will, and do not hurt or harm any of His beings. To love God, we must live for God and die for God. I would like to sow the seed of love in your hearts, so that the feelings of love are brought about amongst all the nations, creeds, sects, and castes of the world. All saints preach the same. Love and all things shall be added unto you. Without love there is no peace, here or hereafter. Kabir. Those who do not know love cannot know God. Christ. Hear ye all, I tell you the truth. God cannot be approached without love. Guru Gobind Singh. The main purpose of my master was to awaken the mankind to the truth taught and preached by all saints who came in the past. His job was to awaken the divinity in every heart and guide each to his or her goal of life. Like the great masters of the past, he drew people of all castes and colors by living examples. He awakened humanity to the fundamental, inviolable unity of all life. All mankind is one. The true brotherhood will arise by awakening to the unity already existing in man. Man is an ensouled body. Soul is a conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. Man is the oldest of all. Social bodies were made by man for the attainment of God. He did not come to establish a new religion. The religion that he taught is the knowledge of the self and the one behind the many, which could be achieved by tapping inside by inversion or reading the great book of oneself, where God is revealed. The book of all books, the Bible of all Bibles, which holds the key to the mystery of life. The way to truth is simple. The way is to know oneself so as to know God. When one is awakened to self-consciousness, his or her outer attachments are shaken off, and God floods his or her soul. The rules that he gave at all, if any, are meditation, pure ethical life, and selfless service. He did not say to you to cease to be a Christian, a Hindu, a Sikh, Mohammedan, or a Zoroastrian, but to be a true follower of Christ, Lord Krishna, Guru Nanak, Prophet Muhammad, or Zoroaster, that is, to do what they said. He did not ask the skeptical man or woman of today to accept any dogma, but in the spirit of humility, to obey the God reverberating in the heart of all. He advised men to look at man from the level of the soul and not through the garbs of various religions they are wearing, and love all. He did not advocate change of forms, but to look within oneself, where they are all one. He did say whatever religion one has, he should lead ethical life. It should transform life. It did not bring Eastern or Western thoughts for us to act upon. It helped us to act upon the basic truth, what we already have in our religions. He revivified the forgotten truth that is eternal. An example is better than precept. The teacher that the age wants is a living example of what all may become. The only teacher that we can accept is one who has experienced God. He must be one who had consciously bridged the gulf between time and eternity and can show others how to do likewise. He enables us to discover ourselves. We get through him a change of heart, and he has the power to transmit grace, kindle love, and bestow contact with the light of God. He is overflowing with the love of God and of all creation, and those who come in contact with him are enkindled with that love, and God power working through him awakens God in others. Books cannot replace teachers. Unless one meets the teacher in the flesh, one cannot unravel the mystery of self. What a man has done, another can do, of course, with proper guidance and help. You have been put on the path that leads you to the divine in you. You have been blessed with a conscious contact with the holy light and harmony, the life and soul of all that is, and you can develop your initial experience of the living contact to any length you may. It all depends on you. Where there is a will, there is a way. Strive for it ceaselessly. It is the essence of life and the greatest gift on earth. Rear it up with tender care and loving devotion, lest you may again lose hold of the lifeline in the stormy sea of life. Arise, awake, and stop not until the goal is reached, is the time-honored message coming down as it does from eternity, and I repeat it today with all the emphasis at my command. Make hay while the sun shines. The kingdom of God verily is at hand, and the power of God unmistakably beckons you to it. Avail of the golden opportunity that God has given you, for human birth is a rare privilege, and thrice blessed is man. Make the most of it while there is yet time. Let not dissensions creep into your thoughts and corrode your progress in any way. You are one of the fortunate children of invincible light. Live up to that sacred truth. Master Power is always with you and will be extending to you all love and grace. If we live up to the teachings, it is a panacea for all ills and evils. With fondest love to you all, Kripal Singh, July 10th, 1961. And this is the 1964 message. Dear children of light, I send you my hearty greetings on the auspicious occasion of the physical birthday of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh Ji. To me, Master is unborn, as he is God and man. Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us to guide the child humanity back to our Father's home. He comes not only to awaken the embodied souls, but to reveal the God in them, who is controlling our souls as well as all the universe. His job is to bring all children of God together and unite their souls to God into expression power. A holy Naam, or the Word, already existing within us. When one is initiated, he resides within him, takes care of him, and never leaves him until he unites him with the Sat Naam, the Sat Purusha, the true Father, who in turn absorbs him into the Nameless, the Anami. Sat Purusha, or the true Father, manifested in Hazur Baba Sawan Singh and gave us a contact with the reality. the light and music of all harmonies, the electric lifts to carry our souls into the nameless, the absolute God from where it emanated. He enjoined that truth is above all, but true living flavored with love is above truth. Let us prove worthy of a Father in heaven. Let our hearts cry for communion with the Lord, in the words of Mira. I pray to meet thee, beloved. When wilt thou meet thy humble maid, Mira? As the dawn in beauty breaks, I move out every day to seek thee. Ages have I spent in quest of thee, beloved. Mine eyes do ache for a sight of thee. When, oh, when wilt thou come, beloved? Within me throbs the ache of longing and love for thee, and I wander far and wide. I cry, who will cure my wounded heart? My anguish, alas, doth greater grow each day. My longing grows. I cry for him whom my heart may heal. Kripal Singh, July 18th, 1964. And one final reading. This is not a birthday message for Baba Sawan Singh, but it is a very beautiful brief extract, which has always meant a great deal to me. It begins from Spiritual Elixir, and it begins, I have a memory of Master saying this first. I did find a friend for you, Alice. But Alice is not included in the quote as published. I think this was taken from a tape, and it was an answer to a question on an occasion that I was present, but I'm not sure of that, in the 63 tour. I did find a friend for you, a friend who is even now waiting patiently for you to turn to him. He is constantly by your side, loving you, wanting to share your life, wanting your love, your thoughts, and faith. It is you who have drawn a thick screen of various thoughts in between you and your friend. Try to remove this screen. Then you will see a friend waiting with outstretched arms to embrace you with love, to stand by you all through this life and thereafter. Do not despair. You are much loved. If only you would shed your negative attitude and be receptive, everything would be yours. He is with you always, extending all feasible help. If we turn our face to him, he will be constantly with us, perceptibly and imperceptibly. He will be talking to you, as in so many other cases in the USA and abroad.
ਬਾਹਰ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ ਅਸੀਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰੀ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਕਾਫੀ ਦਿਖਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਮਨ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਮਨ ਨਿਉਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾਗਾ
ਐਸ ਲੌਂਗ ਐਸ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਟ ਗੋਨ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਆਊਟਵਰਡਲੀ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਸ਼ੋ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਹਿਊਮਿਲਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਪੀਪਲ ਬਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਰੈਡੀ ਟੂ ਬਾਉ ਡਾਊਨ ਐਟ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ ਮਾਈਂਡ
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਧੋਖਾ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਮਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਿਉਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਖਾਵੇ ਦੇ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਦਿਖਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਲੈਟ ਅਸ ਬਾਉ ਡਾਊਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਲੈਟ ਅਸ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਹਿਊਮਿਲਿਟੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਬਟ ਆਊਟਵਰਡਲੀ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸ਼ੋਇੰਗ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੰਬਲ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡਿਸੀਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ
ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਓ ਜੋ ਜਵਾਨ ਤੇ ਬਾਤ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਉਹੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਤੇ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਬਾਤ ਨਿਕਲੇਗੀ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਆਏਗੀ
ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਹਾਰਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਔਨ ਯੋਰ ਲਿਪਸ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਸੇ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਸਟ੍ਰੇਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੋਰ ਹਾਰਟ
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਸਵਾਸ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਘਟ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਉਮਰ ਬਤੀਤ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਹੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮੈਂ ਬਿਮਾਰ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਦੇ
ਸੋ ਯਾਰ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਜ਼ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਸ਼ਾਰਟ ਦ ਬ੍ਰੈਥਸ ਆਰ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਸ਼ਾਰਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਸਿੱਕ ਵਨ ਓ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਯੋਰ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਯੋਰ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਮੇਕ ਮੀ ਆਲ ਰਾਈਟ
ऐसे 16 PS दे अंदर जद परम पिता कृपाल ने मेरी अखा ते हथ धरके गुफा दे अंदर वाड़िया के अंदर खोलनिया है, मैं ही तेनू आके अठाऊंगा, तेरा कम है भजन अभ्यास करना। मैं एक बच्चे दी तरह रोया सीगा कि हे पिता मैं कुछ भी नहीं, मैं कुछ करन जोगरा नहीं, मेरी लाज तेरे हाथ है, तू मेरी लाज रखी। मैं यही कहना है कि अजैब एक कौडी दे मुल दा भी नहीं सीगा, कल युग दे विच तन कृपाल कहण ते उसने मेरी लाज रखी।
इन दिस 16 PS व्हेन सुप्रीम फादर कृपाल पुट हिज हैंड ऑन माय आईज एंड टोल्ड मी टू close the eyes from the world and open the eyes inwardly, and when he told me to go down for meditation, like a young boy, I told him that, oh Lord, I am not capable of doing anything, I cannot do anything, but because you have told me, I will do that, but you have to save my honor. My honor is in your hand, I don't have any power of my own, I cannot do anything by myself. And this is true that in this iron age, he saved my honor, because I said, Dhan Kripal, he saved my honor, I was not worth even a penny, but he made me very precious one. This was all his grace. I did not have any power of my own.
Tel tel da aparadi tera, rati rati da chor, pal pal da main unhi bharya, bakshi abgun mor.
I am your guilty one at every moment, and I am sinning at every single breath. Oh my Lord, I am full of all the bad qualities. You forgive my faults.
किसे काम का थे नहीं कोई न कौडी दे कृपाल सिंह सतगुरु मिलिया भई अमोलक दे।
I was not of any use and nobody was ready even to pay a slight attention to me, but ever since I met Satguru Kripal, my body has become precious.
थानू पता ही है अगर कोई बंदा सुता होवे आपा उस नू आवाज मारिए वो जाग पैंदा है। थवाडा गुरु परमात्मा हमेशा जागदा है, वो सौंदा नहीं। और अगर तुसी उस नू प्यार ना पकारोगे फरियाद करोगे वो तुहाडी फरियाद नू जरूर सुनेगा, अपना बुआ खोलेगा। वो तो कहंदा है कि सेव को फरियाद करे, मैं देन वास्ते तैयार है।
यू नो दैट इफ एनीवन इज स्लीपिंग एंड इफ यू कॉल हिम ही विल एट वंस ओपन हिज आईज एंड ही विल गेट अप, बट यू शुड नो दैट योर मास्टर इज ऑलवेज अवेक, ही नेवर स्लीप्स, एंड इफ यू विल कॉल हिम लविंगली विथ यर्निंग ही विल एट वंस कम एंड ही विल हेल्प यू। इन फैक्ट ही इज वेटिंग फॉर यू, ही वॉन्ट्स दैट हिज डिसाइपल्स should call for him, should cry for the help, because he is ready to give us his grace. Naam daan ab satguru dije, kaal satave swasa chije, dukh paavat main nis din bhari, राही आए अब ओट तुम्हारी।
हुण शिष कहंदा है कि मैं सुता भी दुखी जागदा भी दुखी और मैं हुण तेरी शरण विच आया हां, मैनू तू दया करके बख्श।
नाउ द डिसाइपल सेज दैट ओ लॉर्ड आई एम द सफरिंग वन वेदर आई स्लीप और वेदर आई एम अवेक एंड आई हैव टेकन रिफ्यूज इन यू सो काइंडली शावर योर ग्रेस ऑन मी।
इथे आके असि सब कहांगे जी असि रोज प्रार्थना करदे हैं अरदासा करदे हैं गुरु सुनदा नहीं, जरा ठंडे दिल नाल सोच के देखो कि गुरु दे मिल नूं अरदासा करदे हैं प्रार्थना करदे हैं। जद असि प्रार्थना करदे हैं अरदासा करदे हैं कोई दुनिया दा समान जिहदे विच असि फसे हुंदे हैं वो मंग रहे हुंदे हैं, सानूं इह भी नहीं पता कि जिस जिहड़ा समान असि मंगदे हैं दुनिया दा वी उह साडे फायदे च होएगा या दुख दा कारण बणेगा।
At this point, we all may say that we always pray to Master, we always make such request to Master. But have we ever realized, do we pray for Him, do we request Him only for Him, or do we request for the worldly things? We don't even realize that the things for which we are praying or the things for which we are requesting, we are stuck in those worldly things, and we don't even know that whether those things will do any good to us or whether they will be the cause of more miseries. दुख पावत मैं निस दिन भारी, राहे आए अब ओट तुम्हारी, तुम समान कोई और न दाता, मैं बालक तुम पिते और माता।
आप कहने लगे ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿੱਡਾ ਕੋਈ ਦਾਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਭਨਾਂ ਵਸਤੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਮਾਲਕ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੱਚਾ ਬਣ ਕੇ 40 ਦਿਨ ਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ।
Now he says that there is no giver like the master because he is the owner of all the things. I am praying to you, I am requesting to you, becoming an infant of 40 days old.
Maharaj Savan Singh, Maharaj Kripal Singh, hamesha hi kehnde rahe, hor bhi santan diyan baaniyan ch likhya hai ke guruan kole jana, santan kole jana, is tarah hai jivein 40 din da bachcha janda hai. ਐਵੇਂ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ 40 ਦਿਨ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਜੈਸਾ ਬਣਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿੱਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਕੂਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਾਖਲ ਹੋਏ ਸੀਗੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਹੀ ਅਣਜਾਣ ਸੀ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵਿਦਿਆ ਦੇ ਮਤਲਬ ਕੋਈ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ। ਜਿਸ ਟੀਚਰ ਕੋਲ ਗਏ ਸੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਗਿਆਨ ਸੀ, ਐਸ ਤੇ ਐਸ ਉਹਨੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਇਆ ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਐਵੇਂ ਪਾਸ ਹੋਏ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਬੱਚੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਹੈ, ਲਗਨ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਰੂਹਾਨੀ ਵਿਦਿਆ ਪੜਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸਾਡੀ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਕਰਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
Master Savan Singh Ji, Master Kripal Singh Ji, and it is written in the Bani of all other Mahatmas also, that when we go to the Master, we have to behave like an infant of 40 days old, because we know nothing about the spirituality. You know that when we were admitted into the school, we were innocent, we did not know anything about the knowledge, but the teacher to whom we had gone knew everything, and gradually, looking at our devotion and yearning for the knowledge, for the studies, he gave us all the teachings which he had, and gradually we became scholar and we got the degree of MA. In the same way, when we have entered in this school of spirituality, we know nothing about the path, we know nothing about the spirituality. But if we will behave like a 40 days old boy, and if we will behave like an innocent child, and if we will have devotion and yearning for the teachings, gradually our master will reveal all the secrets of spirituality to us, and he will teach us all the spiritual path to us.
तुम समान कोई और न दाता, मैं बालक तुम पिते और माता, मोको दुखी आप कस देखो, यह अचरज मोहे होत परे खो।
ਹੁਣ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੜਾ ਅਚਰਜ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇਖ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ? ਮੈਨੂੰ ਯਕੀਨ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੁਖੀ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕੇਗਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਔਰ ਮਾਤਾ ਹੈ। ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਦਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਹੈ ਬੱਚੇ ਦੀ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕਰਨਾ।
Now the disciple says that I am surprised that how can you see me suffering, because I know that you cannot stand my sufferings, you cannot see me suffer, because you are my father, you are my mother, and it is the duty of the parents to take care of the child.
Moko dukhi aap kas dekho, yeh acharaj mohe hot parekho, मैं हूँ पापी अदम बिकारी, भूला चूका छिन छिन बारी।
शिष्य कहंदा है मैं पापी हाँ, मैं भुलिया है, मैं पटकिया है, तेरी उंगली छड़ के ख्वार होया हाँ।
Now the disciple says that I am the sinner, I am the lost one, I am the forgotten one, I am wandering here and there because I have left your finger.
मैं हूँ पापी अधम बिकारी, भूला चूका छिन छिन भारी, औगण अपने कहाँ लग बरनू, ਮੇਰੀ ਬੁੱਧ ਸਮਝੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਰਮੂ।
ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਨਾਲ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਔਗੁਣ ਹੈ, ਕਿੰਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਪ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿੰਨੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੇ ਬੋਝੇ ਸਿਰ ਉੱਤੇ ਰੱਖੇ ਹੋਏ ਆ, ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਬੋਝੇ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ।
Now he says that with my intellect, with my understanding, I cannot even calculate that how many sins I have done, how much burden of the karmas, how much burden of the sins I am carrying on my head, and I am not even sure that for how many of my past births I have been sinning.
अगर कोई पाप ऐब करके आत्मा तौबा करती है, क्योंकि आत्मा तो निर्दोष है, लेकिन मन फिर मजबूत हो जाता है, कहिंदा नहीं ये पाप नहीं गा। इस वास्ते मन जिहड़ा बैठा है ये भी बुद्धि दे तोल माप दे विच ही उलझा बैठा है।
If any soul repents after sinning, the mind does not let her do that. The mind still becomes stronger and feels that he has not done anything. And he is always involved in this calculation of whether he has done sins or not. And that is why, even though the souls are innocent and all the faults are in the mind, but always the soul has to suffer.
औगणे अपने कहां लग बरनू, मेरी बुद्ध समझे नहीं मरमू, तुम्हारी गत मत नेक न जानू, अपनी मत अनुसार बखानू।
हुण शिष्य कहंदा है कि मैं तेरी महिमा नू समझ नहीं सकदा, तू सतलोक दे रहण वाला हां, कुल मालक है, मैं एक धरती ते रहण वाला मामूली जीव है, और मन मेनू इधर चलन नहीं दिंदा गा, मैं मजबूर हां, लाचार हां।
Now the disciple says that, O Lord, I cannot understand your glory and your limits, because you are the one who lives in Satlok, and I am this poor sinner who lives on this earth, and my mind cannot comprehend you, and I cannot understand your glory.
Maharaj Savan Singh kende hunde si ke santan di mehma santi jaan sakde hai, kunjan di saar ohi jaane jo kunjan de saath udde.
Master Savan Singh ji used to say that only the saints can know the glory of the saints, only the cuckoo birds can know about the cuckoo birds or those who fly with them.
तुलसी साहब ने कहा सी, जे कोई कहे संत को चीना, तुलसी हाथ कान पै दीना।
तुलसी साहब had said that, oh Tulsi, if anyone claims that he has understood the saint, God forbid, that is not possible. No one can understand the glory of saints.
तुमरी गत मत नेक न जानू, अपनी मत अनुसार बखानू, तुम समरथ और अंतर जामी, क्या क्या कहूं मैं सतगुरु स्वामी।
हुण शिष्य कहंदा है कि मैं अपनी बुद्ध मुताबक आप दे ऐब बयान करदा, मैं पता नहीं मैं ठीक करदा या नहीं। वो कहन लग्या, तू समरथ है, हर जगह व्यापक है, फिर तू दिल दी जानदा है, मैं तो इत्थे चोरी करदा है, और हर पांत मैनू तू देख रहा है। इत्थे आके सवाल उठदा है, अगर असि अपने गुरु नू ए समझ लिए कि वो अंतरजामी है, साडे हर पाप नू हर हरकत नू देखदा है, असि कोई पाप या ऐब कर ही नहीं सकदे गे। 5 साल दा बच्चा अगर किसी खेती दे पास बैठा होवे, तो असि उत्थे एक छोटा जा अंब तोड़न तक भी तैयार नहीं गे कि इंसान दा बच्चा देख रहा है। समर्थ गुरु साडे अंदर शब्द रूप होके बैठा है, साडी हर हरकत नू देख रहा है। ओदे हुंदिया असी कहने कौन देख रहा है, जो मर्जी करो, बुआ बंद कीता, जो मर्जी पाप ऐब कीता, कहने कौन देखदा है।
Now the disciple says that, O Lord, according to my intellect, I am mentioning my bad deeds, my faults to you, and I don't even know that I am doing the justice to it. I may have many faults, and I know that you are competent, you are almighty, you are all conscious, and you are seeing everything, and you even know what is in my heart, but still I am trying to say what I have done bad and what faults I have done, but still I am not sure that whatever I say is correct or not. At this point the question arises that we know, if we all realize this, that our master is almighty, he is all conscious, and he is sitting within us and he knows everything, then we can never commit any sin. But we do not realize that, we do not remember that. We always close the door and think that nobody is looking at us, and we commit all kinds of sin. You know that if a 5-year-old boy is guarding a garden, we cannot dare to go and steal even one little mango. But we do not realize that Almighty Lord, that All Conscious Lord is sitting within us, and even though He is always present within us and He is seeing our every single deed and thought, still we commit all those sins, thinking that nobody is looking at us.
Our closing bhajan is on page 152. Asi Mele Satguruji. We are dirty, O Satguru. Clean us, clean us. We are dirty, you clean us. We are without qualities, you are the giver. Clean us, clean us. We are foolish, you are wise and clever. You are the master of all skills. Clean us, clean us. We are like this, you are like that, O God. We are like this. Clean us, clean us. We are sinners, you forgive sins. Your abode is beautiful. Clean us, clean us. You have created and maintained the world, the bodies, pranas and all. Clean us, clean us. We are without inequalities. O merciful one, give us the gift of virtue. Clean us, clean us. You do good for us, but we don't consider it. You are always merciful. Clean us, clean us. You are the happiness giver. Please keep us in your refuge. Clean us, clean us. You are great, O Emperor. You give life to all insects and creatures. Clean us, clean us. Nanak says, this is my condition. Protect me for the sake of the saints. We are dirty, O Satguru. Clean us, clean us. Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev on page 152.
Asi mele Satguru ji, ujil kar de, ujil kar de. Asi mele Satguru ji, ujil kar de, ujil kar de. Hum mele tum ujil karte, hum mele tum ujil karte. हम निर्गुण तू दाता उजल कर दे उजल कर दे असी मैले सतगुर जी उजल कर दे उजल कर दे हम मूर्ख तुम चतर सियाने हम मूर्ख तुम चतर सियाने तू सर्व कलंका ज्ञाता उजल कर दे उजल कर दे असी मैले सतगुर जी उजल कर दे उजल कर दे हम ऐसे तू ऐसा मादो हम ऐसे तू ऐसा मादो हम ऐसे तू ऐसा उजल कर दे उजल कर दे असी मैले सतगुर जी उजल कर दे उजल कर दे हम पापी तुम पाप खंडन हम पापी तुम पाप खंडन नीको ठाकर दे सायु जल कर दे उजल कर दे असी मैले सतगुरु जी उजल कर दे उजल कर दे तुम सब साजे साजन वाजे तुम सब साजे साजन वाजे जियो पिंड दे प्राणा उजल कर दे उजल कर दे असी मैले सतगुरु जी उजल कर दे उजल कर दे
Nanak says, this is my condition. Protect me for the sake of the saints. They are dirty, O Satguru. Clean us, clean us. May God bless us all.